ओम शांति। टुडे वी विल बी लिसनिंग टू अव्यक्त बाप दादाज रिवाइज्ड मुरली ऑफ द 15th ऑफ दिसंबर 2009। Today, the powerful Father is seeing his powerful children. Because each and every child with deep love is making effort to become equal to the Father, to become Bab Saman. So each child is making effort with deep love to become equal to the Father. Is pleased to see the children. Bab Dada is pleased to see the children, and in his heart he sings the songs of the wonder of the children. Wah, children, wah. Because the children are the crown on the Father's head. Look, the children are worshipped in two forms, whereas the Father is worshipped in just one form. So the children move ahead, go ahead of the Father, through the Father. And this is why And this is why, on seeing the children's efforts, Baba is pleased. The father is pleased. Of course, you are number wise. But having an aim in your effort is making you move forward. Today at Amrit Vela, in all the children everywhere, so at Amrit Vela today, in all the children everywhere, Baba saw one aspect, which is the foundation of knowledge. The foundation is faith. It is said, those who have faith in the intellect are victorious. So, Baba saw the faith of all of you. All of you. It's number wise, of course. It's number wise, of course, that everyone has faith in the Father. The sign of that, of having faith in the Father, the sign of that is that you have all recognized the Father and belong to Him. Each child has unbreakable faith in the Father, but as well as faith in the Father, faith in other things also has to be firm. And what are the other things? There has to be faith in the self. As well as that, there has to be faith in the drama. And faith in the family. To be firm in these four types of faith means to have faith in the intellect and to be victorious on that basis. So check am I firm in these four types of faith? In having faith in the Father? All of you anyway say my Baba. And you say I belong to the Father. You say mine for the Father. Father. And have claimed a full right over the Father. You say mine for the Father and have claimed a full right over the Father. You have claimed a constant right from the Father and also claimed a right to all the treasures. Together with those, faith in the self is also necessary. Why? If you don't have faith in the self, then you become disheartened. The faith in the self is that I faith in the self is that I am an embodiment of the self-respect given to me by the Father. I have a right to self-sovereignty. The Father himself has given me so much self-respect. Bring each point of self-respect into your awareness. And you can become so intoxicated nowadays if anyone receives any title, then they consider it to be their fortune. But who has given you children each and every point of self-respect? Bab Dada himself has made each child an embodiment of self-respect. By remembering each point of self-respect, you fly with happiness. So, constantly have this much intoxication of faith in the self that I am one out of multi-million souls who has self-sovereignty through the Father and an embodiment of self-respect. Just as you have faith in the Father, in the same way, it is essential to have faith in the self. Because when you have faith in the self, then you have faith in the intellect in every action. That is, you have self-respect and are victorious. The meaning of faith is success. It isn't that I have faith in the Father. It is very good that you have faith in the Father, but together with having faith in the Father, it's also essential to have the intoxication of who I am. Remember each and every aspect of self-respect, and faith and intoxication Faith and intoxication will then be visible in your every activity and face. It is visible and it will continue to remain visible. As well as this, the third thing is faith in the drama is also necessary. Why? Because within the drama there are problems, difficulties, and there is also success. If you have firm faith in the drama, then those who have faith in the intellect, based on their faith, they are able to change problems into the form of a solution. Because faith means victory. So whom do you attain victory over? By transforming it, the problems the problem becomes the form of a solution in a second. You would then not come into any upheaval. You will remain unshakable because by having the knowledge of the drama, you become unshakable and immovable. You have the faith that even in the previous cycle, I too was an embodiment of solution. That is a successful soul. And that after a cycle too, I am going to become that. So this intoxication enables you to make your faith in the drama very firm. Then you'll have the spiritual intoxication and intoxication. I was that, I am that, and I will become that. Therefore, it is essential to have faith in the drama in this effort-making life, as well as this, the fourth thing is to have faith in the family. Because as soon as the father came, he created the family. Just as you have faith in the father, in the same way, it is essential to have faith in the family. Because, after all, whose family is it? And who else can have such a huge family? So to have faith in the family is extremely essential. Because who else in the world has such a big family? You can check as many families as you want in the world. Does anyone have such a family? Not even a divine father has such a large family, because they have followers, whereas here it is a family. It is with the family that you stay in service and in relationships. It's not that you have a connection with only the father. And then, so what does it matter if you don't have it with the family? Your faith in the family ha- has to last for 21 births. You know that, do you not? It's by coming into relationship and connection with the family that you come to know that you are moving along with everyone in the big family with faith in your intellect. To move along with the family, you have to pay this attention that each one in the family has and will have differences and scars. Your memorial is the rosary. And if you look at the rosary, just look at the first number and the 108th number, because there are those with differences and scars in the family. So, you have to move along in such a big family whilst understanding one another's samskaras. It is one family, one father, one kingdom. And so we have to move along united in one. Just as it's a big family, so you have to have a big heart with everyone and move along with everyone. And move along with everyone while stable in the stage of having good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. Because it's within the family that there are the samskaras and nature. But some may think, what does it matter with the family? I have faith in Baba. However, here, both a religion and a kingdom are being established. It's not just a religion. All the other founders of religion who came, they simply established a religion, not a kingdom. Here, all of you are also going to rule. So in a kingdom, a family is needed. And for 21 births, you have to live with the family in different forms. You cannot leave the family and go away anywhere else. So check this. Don't think that the father knows and I know. Everything is to do with the father. But if from these four types of faith, even one type of faith is lacking, then there will be fluctuation. Of course, the Father is with you as your service companion to give Sakash. But who are your companions? The physical company that you have is the family. So, the Father saw that the majority of you are moving along well in having three types of faith. But you also have to fulfill your responsibility to the family. You have to harmonize your sanskars. You have to see and move along with each other with feelings of benevolence. In this, many children move along according to their capacity. However, the Father has seen that those who are knowledgeful and having faith in the family and who constantly move along and live with the stage of being a detached observer like the Father, they are the ones who become number one or come into the number one division. So check. Nature and intentions are within the family. Small, trivial mistakes happen in the family. Obstacles come in terms of a family. So, it's most essential to pass in terms of the family. If in terms of moving along with the family and fulfilling your responsibility, there is anything lacking, then whether it's a small or large obstacle, it causes trouble. Why is this like this? How is this like this? It's only in connection with the family that such questions arise. So, instead of asking why, don't ask why. Realize that you have to move along together and fulfill the responsibility of love of a family. Why? Because this is the Father's family. It is God's family. It's not an ordinary family. You should have this intoxication. Wah Baba, wah drama, wah I the self, and wah the family. Is this all right? Do you check this? Have you passed in all four? In all four? Not lacking in even one? Check this. Check right now. Because this is the only method to become victorious. It's in the family that sanskars emerge. And in order to harmonize those sanskars, you have to transform them, the sanskars, and also look at the family with such an elevated vision. Bab Dada also told you earlier that Bab Dada looks at even the last child as being the most fortunate. Why? Because he has recognized God. He has recognized the Father who is in an ordinary form. That even such great Mahatmas have not been able to recognize God. But even the last child of Bab Dada says, "My Baba." He says from his heart, "My Baba." So Bab Dada, on seeing the speciality of even the last child, just as Bab Dada gives love and love and remembrance to the children, right in having faith in all four, the Father, the Self, Drama and the Family. Those who have faith in all four, if you think you are all right, raise your hands. Okay? Are you okay? You are okay? Should Bab Dada test you? Yes, raise your hands. Okay. Have you passed in the subject of the family? You have to come into relationship with the family because you're not going to leave the family. You have to live in the family and fulfill your responsibility. So have you passed in this? Do you ever think, it would be good if this one were not here? Why is this one doing this? Why does this happen? Do you have such thoughts? Have complete intoxication of the family. And the one who has faith in all four will not have such thoughts about like this or like that. Why does it happen like that? It may enter your thoughts, why? But the question of why or what should not shake you. It should not change your mood. This is known as passing in all four. You raised your hands and pleased Bab Dada, but Bab Dada, when it comes to this thing about the family, then Bab Dada sometimes has to hear and see many things. You should have a totally big heart. With good wishes and pure feelings, everyone has to be put right, because it is just the one family. All have to move along together, united in one direction, and make others move along. You're not just going to make yourself move, but make others move along in the same way too. Because this is why Bab Dada is drawing your attention to this. Those in the family who pass in any upheaval and who don't have any waste, they have to make others like that too. At present, how many of you live at your centers? Okay, at the most, it may be a maximum of 25 to 50. There aren't that many. But let's say, if it's a big place, perhaps there may be 50 or 60, or at the most, say there may be 100. There aren't that many, but just think that there are many. So Bab Dada has made the children of all centers, even the last one, move along by saying he is a loved child. And the sign of love is every day. What is the love and remembrance that Bab Dada gives? He says, sweet, sweet children, sweetest children. Knowing that there are also sour children, has Baba ever given love and remembrances saying sweet and sour children? He calls them loved ones too. And not only does he say this, but he believes that that child is my child. He makes that one move along with the feelings that he belongs to him, because he knows that within the drama, and the rosary, not everyone is number one, that is the result. There are different sanskars, and there have to be, otherwise everyone would be a king. Who would then be the subjects? Over whom would you rule? Good people are also needed, royal people. This is a kingdom. In this way, each one should check the self. Within a family, someone may have bad sanskars in some respect, but what are your sanskars? If seeing the bad sanskars of someone else, your sanskars become bad, then you too have become bad. The bad also spoils the good. At the time of establishment, Bap Dada has looked after 350 to 400 altogether. At present, no one has a family living together like that. Okay, you may have different duties, but that is a duty. And in a family, there are duties. An ordinary family, ordinary duty, you then spend the day in an ordinary way. It's not like that here. This is a unique and lovely family. To be disturbed in this, and then you give the excuse that it happened because that one did that, and that happened because that one did that. That happened because that one did that. However, did the father not have to face any opposition? There were those who went away. Was that not opposition? Even then, even though some went away, the father said, send them Toli and try to call them back. Serve them and remind them. So, do you have to pass in having all four types of faith, or just three or two? You have to claim number one. For this, even though the preparations for destruction are being made, destruction is still waiting to take place. Even nature comes to the father. nature, the elements, they say, now the burden is too much. Even the elements want to be liberated from the burden. Maya also says, I know that my part is now about to finish, but in the Brahmin family there are such children who become my companions over trivial matters. Maya is saying this. They make me sit down with them. In bringing about your own kingdom, faith in these four things is still a percentage, and this is why time is also paused, it's also waiting. However, both Maya and nature are ready. Now speak, tell me, should Baba give them an order? If the children are not ever ready, should Baba give an order to Maya and nature? Should he? Raise your hands. Are you ready? Don't just raise your hands like that. A test will come. A paper will come. Are you ever ready? Now, Bab Dada has this hope in each and every child that you finish the word gesi, how, and instead say esse like this. Not gesi, not how, but esse. Like this. Not how should I do it, how will it happen. Instead, it is like this. Not what shall I do, but do it like this. By when will you satisfy this hope? How much time do you need? Everyone has to become ready. If you are ready and have put up your hand, then what is your duty? To make one another equal to yourself. Those of you who've raised your hands, are you able to make others like yourself? Can you make the family ready? Raise your hands for this. Are you able to do this? Okay, how much time do you need? How much time do you need? 1 year? How much do you need? How much time do you need? Teachers, you should say how much time you need. speak. Yes, Pandavas, speak. You raised your hands too. So how much time do you need? It's a family, and so you have to give cooperation in a family. You cannot cut yourself off from. So you have to live here, and you will have to get the family ready, will you not? In the worldly life too, when they had good intellects, not nowadays, but they used to be cooperative with one another and make them move ahead. They would consider the village to be their family. And this here is the Alaukik family. The conflict that arises, the Maya that comes, it all comes in family situations, in relationships. Waste thoughts arise in connection with relationships. The father says, one strength and one support. If you have both these things, then what is not possible? The father played his part of establishment for such a short time. Now, all of you have become knowledgeful. You have also become double light. Bab Dada knows that Bab Dada knows that you have to pay a little attention to this subject. So what are you going to do now? Ignite the fire of deep love and make it intense. You definitely have to do this. In this, all of you have passed in one thing. Raise your hands, those who think that you have 100% love for Bab Dada in your heart. Raise your hand. 100% love. Yep, raise your hands. Raise your hands high. Yes, raise it high, high, higher. Okay, so what is the return of love? The return of love is to become equal, to become complete, and to become perfect. So Bab Dada is now going to show you one drill. All of you say,
Bab Dada,
all of you say that you have love for both Bap and Dada, you raised your hands. It would be number-wise, but you still raised your hands. And so Bap Dada believes you. You have love for both, do you not? You have love for Father Brahma and Father Shiva. You have love for both, do you not? Raise your hands. Acha, you have love for both. You have love for both. Very good. Thank you. Baba Singh, thank you. Okay. You wish to become equal to both? Don't raise your hands, but at least nod. Nod your head. Acha. So throughout the day you have love for both. And Father Shiva is incorporeal. Right? And Father Brahma is an angel. He is an angel, is he not? So not from tomorrow, but from today, from now, during the whole day, you have love for both fathers. And so, sometimes and so you have love for both, and so sometimes practice the incorporeal stage the same as the incorporeal father. Follow father. And then sometimes become an angel. Not the corporeal Brahmin form. You are Brahmins anyway. And you may perform actions, but whilst performing actions, stay in the angelic form, and the burden of the action will not influence you in any way. You have love for Father Brahma, and he performed all types of actions. He became an instrument. And how many burdens did Father Brahma have? None of you have as many burdens. Is there anyone who has a burden or responsibility greater than that of Father Brahma? Then raise your hand. See? None of you are raising your hands. So, whilst fulfilling so much responsibility, what when carrying out all his tasks, even in performing tasks, even in performing actions, he was in the angelic form, was he not? So you too have love for Father Brahma. So sometimes practice staying angelic form, and sometimes in the incorporeal stage, saying, Brahma Baba, become an angel the same as Father Brahma. And remembering the incorporeal Father Shiva, become stable in the incorporeal stage. Are you able to do this? Are you able to do this, or is it a little difficult? Those who are able to do it every now and then, do it every now and again, in such a way that it becomes constant and continuous. Whatever is your daily timetable or duty, fix a time according to that. At the very least, every day, become an angel 12 times and stay in the incorporeal stage 12 times. Are you able to do this? Raise your hands. It isn't difficult, is it? It is easy, is it not? Is it easy? Raise your hands, those who think that it is easy. Acha, you have to do it. Make this firm. All of you, keep the faith that you have to claim number one in this. You're not going to be number wise, but number one. Because time comes to Bab Dada a lot. Nature and the elements are screaming. It's not able to tolerate the burden. Maya also wishes to bid farewell. But then she says, what can I do? Under the influence of their sanskars, Brahmins perform such actions that they invoke me, and so I am forced to go. So now, what response should Bab Dada give? This is why, as time is moving ahead, all of you are also seeing the difference in service too, are you not? Everyone now wants a return of the service, that something should happen. What the Brahma Kumaris used to say is actually now happening, all right. Previously, they used to say, don't speak about destruction. Now they are asking, when will it happen? You give us the date. Now they are willing to listen. Previously, they used to make excuses. So there is this difference now, and you are seeing it practically. And this is why And this is why you have to continue to fulfill the promise that you have just made to Bab Dada. Is that all right? So now, have the aim that it has to happen, that you have to do this. Bring completion close. When you fluctuate, even a little, completion goes a little further away. You are the ones who have to bring completion close. Because if those who are going to rule are not ready, then what will time do? Therefore, now, stop making excuses or giving reasons. Put a solution in front. Finish the word reason. Although only a few of you raised your hands, the aim of all of you is to give the message to those who are suffering in sorrow and to liberate them. Without liberating them, you cannot go into liberation. So liberate them, because the Father has come. And so he will give the inheritance to the children of the whole world, will he not? He will give you the inheritance of liberation in life, but all are the children. So he will give them an inheritance too, will he not? So their inheritance is liberation, and your inheritance is liberation in life. Until you give them liberation, you cannot go back either. For this, perform this drill. There are 24 hours in day and night, and so you have to do this 24 times. You may sleep at the time for sleeping, but that is not saying that you mustn't sleep. Sleep, but increase this during the day. When you have functions, you work through the whole day. You remain awake, do you not? Now, with this drill, everyone has to make the speed of their effort fast for all time, because you need a long period of time in this. You can do it, let's say, at the end, but it is also connected to a long period of time. And this is why everyone has to pay the attention, has to pay attention to this. I have to do this. Whether others do this or not, I definitely have to become ever ready. Now do this quickly. Anything can happen suddenly. It'll happen suddenly such that you will not have time to do any service. Such circumstances can come in between. Therefore, just as you have created a group of intense effort makers, in the same way, prepare a group of those who do intense service. Okay. To all the children from everywhere. To all the children from everywhere who are loving to the Father, because those who are loving are definitely cooperative. And the return of love is that in a practical way, they will in every task through their mind, body, mind, wealth and relationships, they will definitely be cooperative with one another. And so, to such loving and cooperative children, who are constantly absorbed in the Father's love, not just in love, but those who remain absorbed in love, love lean, and to always engage their time and thoughts in all the Father's tasks. Because at the confluence age, time and thoughts have a lot of value. So, to those who create a reward for many births in one birth, to such intense effort makers, such intense effort makers who use every virtue and every power according to the time. To such children who are filled with virtues and powers, lots and lots of multi-million-fold love, remembrance and namaste.
सबको भरपूर किया बाप और ड्रामा अपने आप तथा परिवार में निश्चित रखने बाप ने हम बाबा ने हमको कहा कि बाप के सर्व कार्य के अंदर समय और संकल्प साकार करने वाले हैं हमारे बीच में
आदरणीय
हम आपसे निवेदन करते हैं
कि आदरणीय
दादी रतन मोहिनी जी
से to share her words of blessings. Baba has filled us so much that we keep faith in the family, and Baba talked to us about how Maya attracts her. Baba also drew our attention to time and how the children are not ready because of time. And so now we're going to listen from Dadi Ratan Mohini Ji. ओम शांति
बाबा तो हम बच्चों को कितना सहज रीति से सब बातें समझाते हुए
Baba explains everything to us children in such an easy way. He considers all the children to belong to him and sees the effort that the children make. And because Baba considers his children to belong to him, the father, in his own words, congratulates the children, and together with that, he also reminds us how we have to continue to perform actions in that remembrance. And we have to consider Baba's task to be our task, so that each one should realize that I have to do this. This is my task. And so, when this emerges in all of us, that what Baba has told me, I have to do it, then by churning in this way, an easy path will become clear for you, and we will be able to then move forward easily and also move along together, all of us together, in an easy way. And so by remembering the Father's great versions, let me continue to move forward on the basis of these elevated versions. And then definitely that power will remain in an emerged form inside. That which the Father wants from us will happen, because the Father wants that power to emerge in the children. We simply need to pay attention and continue to remember the Father's elevated versions and make ourselves according to that, so that Bab Dada too himself feels that, yes, my children have paid attention to the elevated versions and are making themselves move along accordingly. And so, even if we remember this much inside and continue to feel and think inside that this is such a big family of ours, that Baba has created this family in such a short time, and this family is going to help in the task of world transformation, to reveal the new world that Baba is creating. And so, let's consider that Baba is wanting to perform this task through his children. So then we can continue to awaken that power inside and stay in that intoxication. And if we merge that power and stay in that intoxication, then what is not possible? Baba's elevated versions tell us that the world will finish. And actually the new world, it's so close. You speak now and the sound will reach immediately. Baba's making everything so easy for us, explaining everything in such an easy way and helping us so much. Then let's continue to awaken that power inside and give Baba a response through our actions in a practical way. Whatever Baba has said, let me have this force inside to want to do what Baba has said to me. And let me keep these hopes Baba is my companion, and then so what is not possible? So keeping this faith, then as we continue to move forward with this faith, then just imagine what is not possible. God has spoken, the world has to change, the new world of Satyug has to come, and Baba has made us instruments. So it's such an aspect of great happiness. So let's continue to remember Baba's elevated versions and make ourselves powerful. Om Shanti. Dadiji has filled us with zeal and enthusiasm for effort, and now we will listen to Brother Brij Mohan Bhai.
अभी हम सुनेंगे आदरणीय भ्राता ब्रिजमोहन भाई जी से
ओम शांति ड्रामा के अंदर
In the drama.
आज हम कितना परिवर्तित दृश्य देख रहे हैं.
We're seeing such scenes of transformation and change.
जो समय चल रहा है.
The time that is passing by. Baba. Accordingly, has told us that nature is screaming and calling out that the burden on me is too much. The sin, the burden of sins can't be tolerated. And time is continuing to say, is calling out, when are you going to change? And so, in light of that, Baba reminded us children of four types of faith that we have to have collectively in ourselves and together so that we can finish this task. The main attention that Baba drew our attention mainly to the family. But if you see, then Baba said, even for himself, firstly he said, yes, children have love for the father, but at the end, it's not just love that's enough, it's important to be love-lean, absorbed in love. And just as Baba said, one strength and one support. And so to have all love just for one. And Baba gave us the drill to show us how to have complete love for one. The drill that Baba showed us today is very easy and very important. The drills that Baba gave previously when I used to do them, the forms of being incorporeal, then deity, then worship-worthy, then Brahmin, and then angel. And so in between, when I would practice this, my drill would weaken in between. And so I used to feel that my work is with angels and to be in Paramdham. And then I used to practice the stage of being incorporeal, egoless and bodiless, viceless. And then Baba has simplified it even more and reminded us, even if you do it 12 times, he gave us a very easy method to remain in this stage of being incorporeal, an incorporeal angel. This is our divine family, it's our family. And so let me not have any questions about this family. in this family and continue to emerge that love in the family. The government is reminding us of physical distancing, social distancing. This is very important because physical distancing keeps us safe and protects us. Then it's important that we follow these methods that are being given to us, and let's inspire our neighbors to do this too. All of us have now received this time. Baba also told us that this time will come when people are ready to listen to you, and at this time it's important to have Mansa Seva. Mansa Seva is also an easy method at this time. At the end of this season, we're seeing a new scene at the end of this drama, and we're also remembering our beloved Gulzar Dadi Ji, because it's lovely Bab Dada has given us avyakt sustenance through Gulzar Dadi Ji and all our advanced party daddies, Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Janki. They may not be with us in a sakhar form, but all of our daddies in the advanced party and the special brothers, they continue to remain with us. They've stayed with Baba and they've given us so much inspiration to move forward. And so today we give thanks to Bab Dada and also to Gulzar Dadi, to Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Janki Ji, and many other daddies who are with Baba in the advanced party and helping Baba to transform this world and continuing to do it at such an intense speed. And they are all waiting for all of us, so we're thanking all of them as well. And amongst us is Dadi Ratan Mohini Ji, Bridgemont Bhai, Nivay Bhai, and our special sisters, Munni Ben, Ishu Dadi, Santosh Didi, Jenti Ben, all our special brothers and sisters, become examples in front of us by following Baba's Srimad, and they inspire us to move forward as well. And so in this season too, Baba had told us that time will change. Baba had already told us that things will change, and we're seeing that now, practically new scenes in the drama. But Baba is filling the children with enthusiasm and zeal, and the responsibility of world transformation that Baba has given to the children, he wishes that the children continue to perform the drill and make intense effort to complete this task. And so whilst keeping lovely Bab Dada with us, we give thanks to Bab Dada, and we give special thanks to Gulzar Dadi Ji and to the daddies of the advanced party, Dadi Janki, Dadi Prakashmani, a lot of thanks. And our special daddies, Ishu Dadi, Ratan Mohini Dadi, and Munni Ben, Santosh Ben, Jenti Ben, Nirvay Bhai, Prichmon Bhai. We give them all a lot of thanks that through their guidance we can keep the yagya obstacle free, and it will continue to move forward in this way. Om Shanti.
Oh, Baba, خوشحال کر دیا ہاں خوشحال کر دیا ہم تو تھے